I have found derelict and vacant properties lying around North Leitrim, in a very small area, around Drumahair, Killargy and Manor Hamilton. And some of these in particular in Manor Hamilton are owned by state bodies. They're owned by the HSE. And I've been highlighting this since last year when the Labour Party started to try and campaign to have vacancy and dereliction brought into the public attention. Because we have empty buildings all over the country, all over the county, all over North Leitrim, while people are without a roof over their heads. And that's not good enough. But there's a couple of HSE buildings in Manor Hamilton. Actually, there's more than two. I think there's three or four. One in particular, Man's House, caught my eye. It's a fantastic building. It's a big building. You could house, you know, a couple of families, or you could house several people in flats in a building like that with a bit of care and attention. But it's being left to rot. I did a bit of digging around on it and discovered that at the time the HSE bought it, it was a record price. It was something like 300,000 20 years ago. For the area, that was a record price. And now it's sitting, rotting. There's a tree growing out of the roof. You know, it's not good enough when people are homeless. Here in Drumahair, there's an unfinished housing estate. I think it's eight houses in that one. There's one up in Killargy, an unfinished housing estate. Seven houses. And they're taken to a fair degree of completion, and then they're left there. Now, these have been there a long time, and I would like to know what Leitrim County Council is doing about them. I'll be in there during the week having a look at the derelict sites register to see if these things are mentioned on them, because we have a homeless crisis in this country, but we have empty houses and half-finished houses all over the country. With a will, these could be finished and people could be housed.